Imagine there were no limits on it's summer and you just want to get after it. What is your best summer ever? What does that look like? I mean, this is what people dream about and you're doing it. Whatever is the greatest thing on earth and in the universe, the solar systems beyond our solar systems, Melissa's doing it. What is she doing?
Bench pressing, hiking, backpacking, not showering, and rock climbing like every 4 days.
Yes.
Just out in the wilderness, sticks in my hair, dirt on my face, between my toes, just in the earth.
Are you sweating a lot?
Oh, yeah. That's, oh, yes.
Sweat adds to the glory look, you know?
It glistens.
Yes. And then, you know, a camera could scroll over and be like, look at her glisten with her sticks and her sweat and her rocky hands. Wow. My goodness.
Yes.
I mean, okay. Is there something less physical that would be amazing for your summer? I'm talking to the wrong person, folks.
You are. No, there isn't. But, you know, one thing I have dreamed of is going to Hebrew Bible School in Jerusalem for a summer intensive language program.
Oh, my goodness. Didn't see that one coming. So as we can tell, folks, there's a lot of diversity in this world. Some people are like, you know what? Let's say it's like March. I can't wait till summer comes. And this is totally fine. I just want to be on my patio. My hubby's going to get the barbecue going and we're going to have some iced tea. I'll be sitting in my chair and that's going to be great. Clearly, I did not marry that girl. No. And there's a lot of different people out there. I don't know what else people are dreaming about for their summer. I mean, we see a lot of people biking, right? There's other things. Some people love going to lakes, you know, jet skiing, boats, that whole scene. Mm-hmm. You know, what else goes on this summer? Camping a lot more. Well, it's kind of up your alley. We started talking about that.
Yeah.
But I'm just
swimming,
trying to
the pool. The yeah. pool's a big thing.
It's kind of what we're hitting. Though, yeah. Like,
yeah.
I'm just trying to think like what is it, right? What is it that people like are saying this is the greatest thing? Okay, so I picture like an MTV video, if they even make those things anymore. Like, what are they doing? They're always on the beach, everyone's drinking.
Sunglasses.
Yeah.
The shades are like top notch.
Sure.
They worked all year to buy the right sunglasses.
All the people are beautiful, right?
Tan.
So, and they
six pack,
right? And that's supposed to be the height, right? That's as high as humanity can go. And if I look at that, especially as an older person now, how depressing is that, right? It's just like so empty. What a chase. Not saying, you know, can't have fun on the beach and all that stuff's good, but just that kind of like showy. So what I guess I'm thinking here is there's this like idea in our heads, what is the greatest? And I need to go get that, right? Every beautiful perfect picture on social media or whatever, I need to go get that scene. And if you think about it, is it really that great?
I don't know. All I'm hearing is that you really want to go to Jerusalem Hebrew School with me then. And I'm just joking. But you're right, because you see, like, I can't remember what page it is that we follow, which I guess it doesn't really matter. But they have, like, it's a travel page plus photography. So they just have, like, yeah, as you're saying, everyone in these beautiful outfits, they're all beautiful. Their hats are beautiful. The scenery is beautiful. The colors are, like, heightened. So I don't know what kind of filters they're using in these photographs. But, like, everything is just perfect, picture perfect and serene. And the flowers are popping and blah, 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 you know?
People are so happy. This is why they started working out in February to get into their Target bathing suit, because they were holding on to some moment that's coming, right? Okay, I'm totally not knocking like all these things in the real, but if we were to like hold up these things as an idol, then we've got a problem, right? That's where it crosses the lines, because I do all these other things anyways. We go to the beach, all these kind of things, right? But you just still have to be present. You got to be human, right? And MTV, you know, again, I'm just using MTV, but like that scene, it's not exactly human, you know, like, the way they just amp it up and almost like idolize like the beauty, the six packs, the da da da. And that kind of leads to a lot of debauchery, I think, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like Pinocchio, Pleasure Island. Like, oh, it's so great. We're just going to go over here and everyone's going to just do whatever they want and everything's going to be glorious. But what do? They turn into donkeys. Like, literally, they turn into jackasses, if I may say that. Because, like, having all the pleasures in the world at your disposal doesn't make you any smarter. It actually just makes you a slave, really, to these indulgences.
Right. And I just think about those people on the beach. I bet 92% of them are in debt to get there. You know, like just that idea, like everything costs so much money. Oh my gosh, I got to go to California. I got to spend how much money on this? Just that idea, right? Or live in one of these apartments right off the beach that costs like $3,000 a month.
But what would your it be if you were to think of one? Can you, like, have after having this discussion, do you still have an it?
Right. What is it? It for Brian, you're saying?
Yes, right. It for Brian.
I think mine's pretty close. I think I married the right girl. Now, I don't really get into the rock climbing. I've gone a few times with her, but it's definitely, I would like to be in the mountains, honestly, and getting the hikes on and just seeing the beauty. I want to get out to, like, the Swiss Alps type area, just, like, all this stuff, right? So I want to explore, adventure, and get away. I love people, sort of, and I want to get away from them. I'm just kind of an introvert. People are great, but I do love silence and like the scenery and the serenity, I think is what I'm saying here, especially since I'm a teacher all year long, so I like to kind of just like get out when I'm not working. So I think that's kind of where I'd want to be. Here's the deal, though. You're not going to see this on a video. I was in adoration the other day, went for about an hour or whatever. And again, if you don't know, that's going to like a church and praying where they have the Holy Communion exposed. And it took me a while. It always does for my head to like wind down and get in the scene and not be anxious, thinking about all these things and what I'm going to eat for dinner. But I finally hit that space where God is, by his grace, just opening up my heart to him. And wow, that was like, I mean, I like a massage, right? But that was like therapy, right? That was, and I thought about it, and this is not new to me. I've been doing this for years, but like, I got back to that spot, and I'm like, I have nowhere to go, in a good way. Like I'm like, well, it's been almost an hour, you know, and it's true. My body was kind of ready to move, and that's okay. But I was like, where am I to go? Like, this is it. I'm with my divine God. He's right in front of my face. He's right within me. His Holy Spirit's in the church, in my heart. You know, like, I'm just like, where, right? I'll go when I need to go because I have duties to do. Like, if he calls me, okay, Brian, you need to go home and be with your wife. That makes sense. But I'm just like, that is the top. What am I shooting for? Summer has many good things. I like cruising in my truck, all these types of things, right? We have these things, hiking, whatever. But that is like the top. And you're just not going to find that. And it's hard to get there. So if you're like, I don't have a prayer life, that's hard to do. And it doesn't have to be a church. It can be in a room. And just shut the door, get some silence if you can. And just like, it takes a bit to like get into that scene and let him just love you. And then all things, just all your worries, it just seems to just fall to the ground and perspective comes back. And humility is such a quick way to them, and just say, here I am, Lord, have mercy. What do you want from me? You know, speak to me, or let me just dine in your love. And then you're just like, whoa, now I have new creative energy. I have peace. I'm not running around trying to chase the six packs beach scene, you know. And I did my sit-ups the other day, folks. No. But you know what I mean? So I think that is the top. I'd rather be, you know, in the mountains and all these kind of things, but I know I have him, and that is always going to be the top. And that's the theme of this show. You know, it's about the day-to-day and the things that come and try to grab our attention. But what is really the day-to-day? It's to be with our Lord and Savior, right? To get back to him. And sometimes it's hard to get there.
It is, and that reminds me of what my scripture reflection was today. Tomorrow is our you know, the church celebrates the Feast of the Transfiguration. So there's part in the gospel where Jesus goes up to the mountain with Peter, John, and James, and Jesus is transfigured before them. He appears in his glorified body before these men, his apostles, and they're just like obviously shocked and taken back and a little bit frightened, because God, Jesus, is not just in his human appearance at this point, right? And yeah, the thing that comes to mind is like, that is like the glory of heaven. And so there's a part in Luke's version of this where you know, around that particular story, they're talking about like the kingdom of heaven. Jesus beforehand says like the kingdom of heaven is coming. And so a lot of times people think like, oh, that Jesus is talking about the end times, like the world's going to end and this new world is going to come and it's going to be heaven. And really, no, Jesus is the kingdom that has come. And that is the glory that was shown at the top of this mountain, possibly Mount Tabor, that Jesus is heaven. Heaven is not a place, but it is a person. And it is a person of the Holy Trinity, or the three persons, I should say, of the Holy Trinity. And to me, that's just a beautiful reminder that, yeah, where are we to go other than his presence and to be with him? Like, we often think of our faith journey as a place, like as a hike to a point, you know, a hike to the top of the mountain. But really, our faith, and that's a good analogy, and that's what the Bible uses a lot. But what this story is sharing with us is that our faith journey is presence with the glorified, risen Christ. And that is attainable here on earth. That's just a good reminder that instead of having to chase these things, or like chase heaven, or, you know, that somewhere out in the distance, chase our faith that is over there, like really being silent and being still, that's where we find heaven, because that's our encounter with Christ.
Yeah, it's just such a encouraging thought, like the kingdom now, you know. It's true, we're waiting for heaven, and it'll be good because we won't have all the sin that surrounds us, right? Even our own temptations, I mean by that. So we will be free from all that one day, and that will be good. But truly, Christ is here now. He said, I will never leave you, right? Right out of Revelation, I'm always with you. And do we really believe that? Or do we just think he said, I'm in heaven, when you get here, it's going to be okay. Like, he is here now. How do we embrace it? And you got to strip ourselves of these incorrect allurements. Is that a word? An allurements?
Allure.
Allures.
Allurement. It could be. I don't know.
But whatever's an obstacle between that relationship of us and Christ, to be able to drop that and experience him now, the more, you know, there's been saints. I think of this guy, Brother Lawrence. Like, he was, his whole motto was like, always be in conversation with Lord, like always be in prayer, essentially like 24/7, even if he was in the kitchen doing whatever, he's like always kind of like an ongoing prayer instead of these like, I'm going to pray later for 22 minutes, you know, whatever. He's like, I'm always in conversation, you know, in and out with the Lord, which is how I try to model my life. That really had an impression on me. But by the time he was like on his deathbed, he's like, I'm already in heaven. This guy was so joyful. He's like, to cross into death, like his body wise, it's just like, I'm already there, you know, like I'm ready, but I'm quite joyful now because I'm so connected with Christ. And is that not the kingdom come? So hope that can be an encouraging thought for y'all.
Yes. So may the Lord's peace be with you as we leave you. Maybe we should say in our Father to close this one.
Yeah, let's
I
do
like
it.
That.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
And we'll see you next time. Ciao, ciao.